Okay, so this Gemara is not Chas v'Shalom less important, but because it is Agada rather than Halacha, we're going to try and learn it quickly. We're on the second, just before the wide lines begin. The line before the very wide lines begin. Rebbe Loza, very, very interesting. The Gemara now teaches us different Amoraim at the end of their tefillah used to have their own personal tefillah at the end. And it's interesting. It's obviously very personal. Every single Amora had their own individual tefillah, which was clearly based on their own kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalala. So the Gemara says, again, just before the very wide lines begin, Rebbe Loza, Bosar the Messiahim Salusei. I think by now we all know what the word salusi mean. When he, after he finished, bosar means after, following completing his davening, omahochi, he said the following, yirotzein milfonecho Hashem aleikeinu, may be your will, Hashem our God, shetishkoin bepureinu. Rashi says, bepureinu, one word, begoyroleinu, our lot. So may it reside our lot. May we be zeicha, in other words, ahavo v'achvo v'shalom v'reos, love and brotherhood, peace and friendliness. That's all we should see in our chelek, a very beautiful tefillah. V'tarbe gvuleinu b'talmidim, and our gvul, our borders, meaning our land, should be full of talmidim. The Tatsliach Seifenu, and our end should be a successful one. Acharis V'tikva, there should be an afterlife, there should be hope. The Tosim Chalkenu Began Eden, and place our Chelek, ensure that we have a Chelek in Gan Eden. V'sakneinu b'chover toiv, and fix for us a good friend. Nothing more important than a good friend. V'yetzer toiv b'olam echo. May we be zeicha to the yetzer toiv, meaning I should be influenced by the yetzer toiv in your world. V'nashkim, literally translated, may we get up early in the morning. V'nimtza yechoil levaveinu leyira es shemecha. Now, what does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. Says Rashi, V'nashkim v'nimtzi yechoy levoveinu l'ra'a shemecha. Shaloi yisgaber oleinu yetzer hara. The yetzer hara should not get the better of us. Behirhur halayla, with wrong types of thoughts during the night. Losur me'acharecha bayoin, so that we stray from away from you at day. In other words, the yetzer hara at night might on occasion come to us and try to convince us that tomorrow you should do A, you should do B, and you should not be involved in Avodas Hashem. So we're davening that should not happen. Elo, rather, kishenashkim b'kol boiker, rather when we get up every morning, nimtza levoveinu, we should find that our hearts meyachel loch are hoping to be connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So we don't know, as it were, we wake up in the morning, what we'll be feeling like. Will we be feeling in the mood, as it were, for Avodas Hashem? Or will the Yetzer Hara have got the better of us and convince us that today you don't need to be so involved in Avodas Hashem, Chas v'Shalom? Or no, we daven that we wake up with enthusiasm, with energy, with excitement for Avodas Hashem. That's what it means, the Nashkim. We should be zeicha to get up early in the morning. V'nimtzi yochel Levavenu. If you look at the side of the Gemara, at least in my edition, there's like a little note and it says, Pirish Taivas Levenu, the desires of our heart. We all know what that means. Sometimes we, whether we wake up in the morning or perhaps later on in the day, we just feel that we are not in the mood, as it were. And yet we know that we want to feel in the mood. And that's what we're davening for. We're davening that we should feel in our hearts a rotzen to be Oved Hashem. Let's carry on Rabbi Elazar's tefillah. V'tavoy lefonecha koiras nafshenu letoiva, says Rashi. V'tavoy lefonecha koiras nafshenu kloiva. What this means to say is, sipuk tzorkenu, providing all our needs, the koiras ruchenu, and our ruach, our mindset, should also be balanced, and we should be in a good frame of mind for avodas Hashem. That was the personalized tefillah of Rabbi Elazar after davening. Now, clearly, if the Gemara tells us what Rabbi Elazar's tefillah was, then obviously there's a need for us to know it. It doesn't tell us what Rabbi Elazar had for breakfast on Wednesday mornings. Apparently, that's not important for us to know. But if the Gemara tells us what Rabbi Elazar davened after his tefillah, then clearly that's important for us to know. And as we'll soon see, some of these tefillahs actually appear either in the Sid at the end of davening or in other parts of the davening, as we'll see in a moment. Says the Gemara, that was Rabbi Elazar's tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan, he said something else. His tefillah was different. Rabbi Yochanan Bosad Mesayim Saluse, after he finished davening, Omar Hochi, he said as follows. Yihirotzoin Milfonecho Hashem Alekeinu. Shetotzitz means you should see. You should see Beboishtenu, our shame. V'tabit, and again, you should watch, see, B'ra'oseinu. What does that mean, B'ra'oseinu? It doesn't mean look at our evil. We don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be looking at our evil. Says Rashi, what it means is, V'tabit B'ra'oseinu, teida v'titein libcha, know and pay attention, B'ra'o habo'o oleinu, to the bad, to the misfortunes that befall us. That's what it means, look at our ra, not look at our bad actions, but look at our bad misfortune, as it were. Have compassion. As the Gemara continues, v'tislabeish berachamecho, and you should be dressed, as it were, wear the levush of mercy. V'tiskase b'uzcho, and you should be covered in your might. V'tis'atev b'chasidusecho, like l'his'atev batalis, you should be adorned with your chasidus, with your chesed. V'tis'azer b'chaninusecho, you should again be covered with chen, which is similar to rachamim. V'tovoy lefonecho midas tuvcho v'andusonusecho, and it should come in front of you the middle of your toiv, goodness, and your modesty, your anova, your ability, your willingness to do chesed to us. That was Rabbi Yechanan's tefillah. Reb Zeira Bosar de Mesayim Tzeluse Yomahochi. This was now Reb Zeira's, number three, his tefillah. Yirotzoy milfonecho Hashem Elokeinu Shaloi Necheto. The ultimate tefillah, that we should not sin. We should not be embarrassed and we should not be ashamed. Embarrassed of our parents, are we letting them down? That was Reb Zeira's tefillah. Reb Chia, number four. Reb Chia, Bosar de Matzli Amarachi, Yihirotzoi Milfonecho, Hashem Aleikenu Shetehei Toiroscha Umnuseinu. We daven that your Torah should be our profession, should be our umnus. If we're asked, what do we do for a living? The answer is, we learn Torah. We might also have to work to earn money. If you want to know what my profession is learning Torah. That's the tefillah. Va'al yidve libeinu. And our hearts should not be saddened or pained. Va'al yechshechu einenu. Our eyes should not be darkened. Meaning, we should not be zeicha. We should not have to go through dark, difficult times. Rav. Now, of course, this line will be most familiar to us. Look where this crops up. Rav Bosar Tzurusei Amahochi Yirotzoi Milfonecho Hashem Alekeinu Shetitein Lonu Chaim Arukim. We should be zeichet long life. Of course, this is a word for word, not quote. This is the source of Rosh Chodesh benching. This is exactly the tefillah that we bench in Rosh Chodesh benching. And what do we say? That we should be zeichet to Chaim Arukim. It's a long life. Chaim shel shalom, life of peace and harmony. Chaim shel toivo, life of goodness. Chaim shel brocha, of blessing. Chaim shel parnasa, of sustenance. Chaim shel chilutz atzomois. Now, Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate in the art scroll chilutz atzomois?
Physical health. A life of physical health.
Physical health, okay.
There's a note or so. Awesome.
Yeah, there will be. How does that go into the words of Chilutz Atzomis?
Literally, strengthening of bones.
Right.
This expression derives from Yeshayahu.
Right.
It gives a quotation, scripture, please. Ve'atzmosecho yachalitz, strengthen your bones.
So there's a reference to good health, as you're saying. So this is a tefillah for good health. May we all be zeicher to that.
Amen.
Chaim sheyesh bohem yiras chet. We should be zeicher to a life of fear of sin. Chaim she'ein bohem busha ochlima, a life devoid of embarrassment and shame. Chaim shel oisher, of wealth, v'kovod, and dignity. Chaim shetevonu avas toira v'yira shomayim. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a life of avas toira and yira shomayim. Chaim shetemalei lonu es kol mishalos libeinu l'teiva. May you fill all our heart's desires for good. It's the ultimate tefillah, and this, of course, is our Rosh Chodesh benching every month, which we will be saying not this Shabbos, but Mitz Hashem next Shabbos, which will be Shabbos Chanukah. Says the Gemara, that was Rav. Now comes Rebbe. Rebbe, Bosar Tzalusei, once Rebbe finished davening, Omar Hochi, this is what he used to say. Yehi rotzai milfonecho Hashem eloikeinu veloikei avoseinu. Shetatzileinu, may you save us, may azei ponim. Azei ponim, we normally translate to those who are brazen. As Rashi says, sheloi yisgaru bi. They should not start up with me. I don't want to be involved in any machlekas or strife. So if that's the tefillah, that these types of people should not start up with me. Ume'azos ponim. Not only should I not be involved with brazen people, but with brazenness. Says Rashi, me'azos ponim. Sheloi yoitziu olai la'az mamzeirus. These types of people like to cast rumors. I'm asking a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Nobody should cast rumors about me, chas v'sholem, casting aspersions about my lineage, accusing me of being born as a mamzer. That, of course, is something that we need a tefillah for. It's not biyodi. It's not within my control. I don't know what people will spread rumors about me. And if I need a special tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that this should not happen. Me odom ra umi pegara. From an evil person or an evil occurrence. Me yetzara, me chovera, me shochinra. I should be spared from the yetzara, from a bad friend, from a bad neighbor. Umi satan hamashchis. Umi din kosher, umi baal din kosher. From either a difficult sentence or a difficult judge, ben shu ben bris, ben sheina ben bris, whether a Jew or a goy, I should be spared of any such type of agmas nefesh. Va'af al gav dekaimi ketsutze alei the Rebbe. Now, Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate those words? What was this specific tefillah at the end?
So guards constantly stood over Rebbe. Apparently, Antoninus gave him guards. Mm-hmm.
This is what Rashi says. If you look at the bottom, Rashi says, "Shehayu shaitrim oimdim." There were policemen standing there. The mitzvahs Antoninus lahakos or lehinokim, to smite and to seek vengeance. Of anybody who tried to get the better of him. But how do you translate those words? Va'afagav dekaimi ketsutze alei haderebi, Rabbi Yosef.
Ketsutze alei haderebi. Even though guards constantly stood over Rebbe, that's what the answer was saying.
So now that even though he himself was privy to guards being on top of him the whole time, but he was still davening that he should not, whether it be a Ben Bris or Ben She'em Ben Bris, these people should not be difficult people, troublesome people. That was the tefillah.
Do they
have any explanation?
It doesn't. There's a Rashi. It sends you to Avodah Zorah somewhere. And then quotes, if Hashem doesn't protect this city, wait a minute, what's that? Which one's that? Then who?
It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Im Hashem.
It's a pasuk in Tehillim.
Right. Im Hashem lo yishamareir shav shokat shomer.
Yes.
If Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't protect the city, then all the guards are a waste of time. Okay. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Rav Safra Bosar Tzaluse Omar Hochi Yirotzem Ufonecho Hashem Aleikenu Shetosim Sholoim B'Pamalia Shalmailo. The Pamalia Shalmailo is what? So if you look at Rashi, look at the top Rashi. The Pamalia is literally the army, as it were, Shalmailo. So which army is being referred to over here? Says the Rashi, the Chaburas Sori Ha'umais. In the group, the Chabura of the Sorim, the princes, the controllers of the nations. We know every nation has a Sar, has a Malach, as it were, that doesn't run their affairs, but as it were, is in charge of them. Says Rashi, Shekasha Hasorim Shalmailo, when these Sorim above, meaning in Shamayim, Yesh Tagor Beinehem, when there is an argument between them. So again, every nation, whether it's Edoim or Amoim or Moyov or Midyon, each one has their Malach in Shamayim. If there's a fight between the Malachim in Shamayim who are controlling these Goyim, then that is an unhealthy situation. Why? Because then takef yesh katata, then immediately there is fighting bein ha'umos with the goyim underneath. In other words, if you can imagine that the sarim malmaila are pulling strings. So there's a fight in Shamayim, then whatever happens in Shamayim is what's happening over here as well. So if there's a machlokes b'Shamayim, then there's going to be a fighting between the goyim, which is unhealthy for everybody. Kedeksev, and Rashi brings a pasuk in Daniel, Va'ata Oshav Lilochim Im Sari Press. And therefore, we don't want that. So we're asking a special tefillah, there should be no war. But in order for there to be no war between the Goyim, we have to ensure that there's no war, no fight between the Malachim and Shemaim, who are controlling them. So too said the Gemara, Uba Pamalia Shalmato. So too in the armies, as it were, not up above, but down below. Now who's that? Who's that referring to? Says Rashi, Bechaburas HaChachomim. Now obviously that doesn't mean that there should not be a machloikas. There's machloikas the whole time. Beisilel, Beishamai, Abai, Rava. There's no problem to have a machloikas in halacha. But it means it shouldn't end up chas v'shalom as a proper fight. Ubein ha-talmidim ha-oiskin b'teirosecha, bein oiskin lishmo, bein oiskin shaloi lishmo. However they're learning, obviously you're supposed to learn lishmo. As the Gemara now concludes, and all those who are learning not lishma should be zeicha to end up learning lishma. But either way, there should not be a machlekas. Again, machlekas does not mean a machlekas lahalacha. A machlekas lahalacha is totally legitimate. Ma'isim b'chalyayim lechatchil mamish. It shouldn't end up chas v'shalom as a real machlekas. Sometimes a machloikas lahalocha ends up in being a machloikas, which is actually nothing to do with halocha at all. I mentioned recently in the Tfilavad, as we finished off the Tfilavad in the last bracha, when you finish off Shemoneh Esrei, you say, HaMavarech es Amo Yisrael b'shalom. In the Aseres you made tshuva, there's differences on Minhagim. Do you finish HaMavarech es Amo Yisrael b'shalom or Oseh HaShalom? And Chassam Sefer wrote that if it wouldn't be so sad, it would be funny. There were two factions in his time. One insisted you've got to say Oseh HaShalom, and one insisted you've got to say HaMavarech es Amo Yisrael b'Shalom. And they split themselves up into two camps. There were those who said HaMavarech, and they were called the Mavarechinas. And there were those who were the Oseh HaShalom, and they were called the Oisinas. And Chassam Sofer said, what a ridiculous state of affairs that we've landed up in. A huge machlokes about the bracha that talks about Shalom. So if it wouldn't be so sad, it would be funny. And that's what our Gemara is davening for. The machlokes la'alocha is legitimate, is lechatchila, but not chas v'shalom ending up in a fight. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta on the fourth line, Reb Alexandri Bosar Tzaluse. Reb Alexandri, what did he say after his tefillah? Omahochi. He said, Yehi rotzai milfonecho Hashem Elokeinu sheta'amideinu. May you stand us bekeren oira. Rashi says, bezovis oira, in a corner of light. And do not stand us in a dark corner. And may our hearts not be groaning and in pain. And may our eyes not be darkened. Ikadomri, some say that no, ha Rav Hamnuna Matzlile. Some say that in fact was not Rav Alexandri at all, that in fact was a tefillah of Rav Hamnuna. But Rav Alexandri's tefillah was totally different. What was his? Rav Alexandri Bosar de Matzli Amachin, he said as follows. Riboin Hoilomim, master of the world. Golui v'yodua, very famous words. It is known and revealed to you lefonecha sheritzoinenu lasois ritzoincha. The deep felt rotzayin of every single Jew is to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, your will is our will, and every Jew wants to do the right thing. Umi ma'akev. and you know full well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who prevents us from really carrying out your will, which ultimately is our will. Sa'or Shebe'isa, literally translated, Sa'or, the yeast in the dough. Who's the yeast in the dough? That we know is the Yetzirah. The Shibud Malchiyos, and being subjugated by the non-Jewish kings. In other words, every Jew, famous Yesod, important Yesod, every Jew, however connected or removed, ultimately wants to do the right thing. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though sometimes we stray, but it's not because we don't want to do the right thing. We do want to do the right thing. The reason we don't always do that is because we're prevented either by the Yetzer Hara or by our surrounding culture and kingdom. Says Rashi, second wide line towards the end, Umi ma'akev, who prevents she'ein onu oisim ritzaincha? How can we say we always want to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It doesn't always look like that. Yes, we're prevented. Who by? Sa'or shebe'isa. Yetzer hara shebelavavenu, who's in our hearts, hamachmitzenu, who makes us into chametz. Rashi's obviously continuing the moshel of the sa'or shebe'isa. The yeast in the dough makes us chametz. And this, of course, is a very, very well-known yesod when it comes to Pesach, which will be here before you know it. The difference between matzah and chametz is the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov. Chametz, and this is really the whole basis of it, this line in the Gemara, that's why I have to remember this Gemara. Chametz is always a reference to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is called the yeast in the dough. Why so? So there's many ways of explaining it, but the most simple way is, as Mefarshim point out, essentially, there is no difference between chametz and matzah. There's no different ingredients. The only difference is that the chametz has been left to rise, so it's all bloated and inflated. So basically, it's exactly the same as the matzah, but it's just all blown up and swollen. So Mefarshim explain that is exactly the principle of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara tries to blow things up for us, and he entices us to do aveiras by magnifying it, something which actually is not so attractive to us and not so appealing, but he blows it up. And just like we know, a challah is actually full of holes, it's empty. It's essentially matzah, which is just bloated. And that's what the Yetzer Hara is all about. If you remember, it's actually, would you believe it, in this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, we learn that Yaakov has his famous struggle with the Malach of Esav, which is the Yetzer Hara, in the middle of the night. And you remember the Malach asks Yaakov, what's your name? And he tells him, and then Yaakov asks, what's your name? And he says, I don't have one. What does that mean, you don't have one? And the Mefarshim should point this out. I don't have one because what you see is not what you get. That is the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is just bloated, magnified, trying to entice us when in fact there's nothing there. So that's what it means. I don't have a name. My name is nothing because there's no metzias to me. There's no essence. It's just the plain old matzah, which is lechem oini, but it's all bloated and blown up and it looks all appealing and attractive. But essentially, that's what he meant when he said to Yaakov, I don't have a name. Loma ata tisha lishmi, don't ask my name, because if you look into it, you'll see there's nothing there. Okay, let's just finish off one or two more lines. Says the Gemara, Yehi rotzoin milfonecho, this is the conclusion of Rabbi Alexandri's tefillah. Shetatzileinu miyodom, you should save us from their hands. Whose hands? Both the hands of the Yetzer Hara and also these malachim, these kings. The noshuv, and we should indeed return. Lasos chukei ritzeinecho b'leiv avshalom. Beautiful tefillos. Let's just chaparai, one more tefillah. Rava, now we'll recognize this tefillah as well. We say it on Yom Meroim. Bosar Tzaluse, after his davening, Omar Hochi used to say as follows. Eloikai, my God, Ad Shaloi Noitzarti, before I was created, Eini Kedai, I was worthless. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't consider it worthwhile for me to enter the world yet. V'achshav Shenoitzarti, now that I have been created, Kilu Loi Noitzarti, it's as if I haven't. What have I achieved here? Offerani b'chayoi, I am just earth even in my lifetime. Kal v'choyma b'misosi, all the more so following my lifetime. Says Rashi, eini chadai lo yaisi choshuv, I was not considered worthwhile. V'hogun liyos noitzai, obviously it wasn't worthwhile being created. V'achshav shenoitzarti, and now that I have been created, who's to say that I haven't let HaKadosh Baruch Hu down? Ma chashivusi, what is my chashivus? Hare ani kilu lo noitzarti, as if I haven't been created. Kal v'choyma shebemisasi ofor ani. Very humbling piece of Gemara. And that was his tefillah. Back into the tefillah, hare ani lefonecho. So what am I in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm a kekli molei busho chlima. I'm like a vessel full of shame and embarrassment. I've been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What have I achieved? Not much. Yirotzei milfonecho Hashem aleikai shelo echta oid. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should not sin. Uma shechotasi lefonecho, and that which I have sinned in the past. Mareik, which means cleanse, remove. Barachamecho horabim, says Rashi, kalei v'hosein, completely cleanse and wipe out. But how so? Avaloi alidei yisurim. But we say, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our avera should not be wiped out through yisurim, afflictions, v'chaloim roim, and bad illnesses. That's the end of the tefillah. V'hainu vidui d'Rav Hamnune zuti b'yei medekipuri. And of course we recognize this at the end of vidui, or actually just before vidui, or the end of vidui. This is what we say on Yom Kippur, and it comes from this Gemara. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Again, it's Divrei Agoda, but it's well worth thinking about, a very important piece of Gemara. Be'ezus Hashem will reconvene tomorrow.
Have any idea what the next parak is going to be?
Probably one of the others in Brochus. I'm considering just continuing into the third parak.
Okay.
Okay. All
right.